We're catching up now with Callie from The Countryman. Good morning, Callie.
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Pretty well this morning, Callie. It's looking forward to a bit of rain, hopefully, on the weekend.
I'm keeping my fingers crossed for all of the farmers out there. I really hope they get a good drop.
Yes. So we'll see how we go. But look, The Countryman's out today and you've been working hard, you and the team there, to put all these stories together for us. We're going to have a quick snapshot of them right now. And the first one there is regarding a legal battle.
Yeah, so it's a great paper this week, Tom. One of the most interesting stories in the paper is about a long-running legal battle between two former CBH directors, one of whom is now the WF Farmers president, which is set to drag on for the foreseeable future after a mediation session in the Supreme Court this week failed to reach an outcome. Now, you would have read in Countryman last year that the former chairman of Australia's biggest cooperative, CBH Group, Wally Newman, launched legal action against his one-time board colleague, John Hassell, over explosive claims Mr. Hassell made in a letter to the board, in print and radio interviews, and at CBH's AGM last year. Don't miss this story in today's paper. Very interesting.
Yes, okay, so that's available in there today. And also in the paper today, Kelly, you've got something on carbon farming.
We sure do, Tom. So WF farmers are set to pocket at least $80 million in carbon credits thanks to a new Perth-based company that rewards them for storing carbon as part of normal land improvement activities, which is pretty incredible. So TerraWise will register with the Commonwealth Energy Regulator, making it the first company to generate Australian carbon credit units through existing best practice soil and revegetation activities in the Wheatbelt. Really interesting story, Tom, and I think a lot of farmers will be keen to hear about that and find out how they could potentially cash in.
Yeah, very cool that it's happening in WA first as well. So hats off to the people there involved with that. And also, just lastly, an unusual crop being planted. I'm very intrigued about this one. What is it?
So we're just about to kick off seeding, Tom, but come spring, a small group of WA growers' paddocks will be awash with a different shade of gold as they swap deep ripping for trials of a biological option, safflower. Now, while they might be a sight to behold in bloom, it's what's happening beneath the surface that is drawing a lot of attention. Now, the safflower plant deep penetrating roots can extend to depths of more than 2 metres, opening up the soil and breaking up clay, preparing for the next year's crops. Really interesting story. Don't miss that in this week's Countryman.
Awesome. All right. So there you go. Listen, there's plenty to look forward to in the paper today. And Callie, thank you as always for giving us a small overview of it here today.
Thank you, Tom.